Hello and welcome back to the Rare Disorder Podcast. I'm your host, Shivani, and this is the 7th episode of my Meet a Fighter series, so let's get right into it. So today, I'm going to be addressing the rare condition dysgraphia. It occurs in both children and adults, and often when it occurs in adulthood, it follows a trauma such as a stroke and is referred to as agraphia. So how rare is this condition? The prevalence in the overall population is unknown, however, it is known to be very rare in children. So, what is it? Dysgraphia is a learning disability characterized by writing problems and difficulties, such as impaired handwriting, poor spelling, and problems selecting the correct words to use. There are three main types of dysgraphia: dyslexic, motor, and spatial. Some symptoms of dysgraphia include difficulty taking notes at school, poor handwriting, incorrect or odd spelling, incorrect capitalization, and using incorrect words. When children get dysgraphia, it usually results as a problem of orthographic coding, and when adults get it, it's usually because of stroke or other brain injury. Usually an injury related to the left parietal lobe causes this condition. So let's talk about diagnosis. Usually diagnosis involves a family doctor, occupational therapist, and psychologist. To diagnose dysgraphia, they use four main things: academic tests, fine motor skill challenges, IQ tests, and writing tests. During these tests, the specialist will observe the person's pencil grip, hand and body position, writing process, and finally their finished work. So, what are some related disorders to dysgraphia? Two of these are dyslexia and oral and written language learning disability. Are there any therapies or treatments available for dysgraphia? Currently, there is no cure, and medication will not help. However, accommodations such as extra time on tests are there for people with dysgraphia in school.
Now I'm so excited to welcome Riffa, who is a fighter of dysgraphia. I'm so excited to have you on my podcast today. To start, I was wondering if you could talk about an average day in your life with this rare condition.
Yeah, so an average day is normal. Like earlier, it used to be when I used to go to college, and then because of the pandemic, we know you cannot step out for a while, you know. So earlier it used to be like college, and like I was doing a postgraduate degree full time. So it used to be like I used to go to college and then come back, and on some days there was reviews to because the food was in white. So I used to go to those restaurants and then come out. But nowadays it's just normal, letting up, lazing around, searching for jobs, surfing some Insta, and if I have some work on Insta lined up, so creating that for Instagram as well. Otherwise, I don't have anything much lined up.
Okay, so is there anything you feel that other people should know about dysgraphia?
Well, actually, we didn't know earlier that I was diagnosed with dysgraphia, or I did have dysgraphia, or anything else of that sort earlier. But we came to know about this during the last year, when I was approached by a Human Library Mumbai. They are an organization wherein they invite people over to share their stories as a women would. So during that point in time, we came to know that I actually had dysgraphia. Earlier, we only knew that it was a drip problem, and because of which I wasn't able to hold a pencil in hand properly. But then we actually came to know that this is actually a disease or disorder or disability, which is actually dysgraphia. So that is when I actually came to know about this as well.
Okay, so how are you coping with it?
Well, now it is a little better over the last few years. It has been better. Earlier, it was a little difficult. Like, when I was in school, I used to need extra time for completing my papers. They used to give me extra time. But in my board examinations, I didn't get any extra time. During 12th, during SST, I got extra time. I did get extra time of around 30 to 40 minutes. I used to even get the permissions for using the lift as well. And I used to do using the lift. And over the years, it has improvised. And I have learned new things like food photography as well. Earlier, I used to suck at it. I didn't know how to even hold the phone properly to clip the photos. It used to shake too much at times. But now I know how to do that. Now I sit in different angles as well. So obviously with time things improve and it improvised as well.
Okay, and then have you ever encountered a major struggle with your condition and how did you overcome it?
Well, the major struggle was when I was in junior KG. That was way long in 1998. When I didn't write for a whole year in my school, and they still promoted me, but even in the second year of pre-primary, that is senior day, I didn't write anything as such. And then we came to know that I'm not able to hold a pencil properly. So that was the biggest struggle till date. And we then talked to a therapist whose name is Dr. Anusha Prem. She was suggested to us from one of my school teachers when I was in my first standard. I was in a normal school like other children. And then she taught me how to hold a pencil. She taught me how to write. And that is when I learned writing in the first place. Now I write about food. I even write about finance. I remember when I was doing my master's 2 years ago, I had to create a research project. And 80 to 85% of the content of it was created by me from scratch. Like, I used to write that on a notebook and then type it on Microsoft Word. And then I created it into a research project. So that is how that started.
Mm-hmm. So, and then Just moving on now. So, if any, what are some initiatives you take to raise awareness for dysgraphia?
Well, now people are coming to know of this, maybe through my story features which happened on Instagram. Otherwise, I myself didn't know I had dysgraphia earlier. Like, we didn't know that we dealt with it because there was a lot of things which we had to go through, right? Even while climbing stairs, I needed help. Earlier we didn't know about it, and I want to spread awareness about it in any whichever way possible. Right now, too, I am not doing anything specifically to mention about, but obviously, if people hear about what I have and they hear about it, they might get to know more about it as well.
Mm-hmm. And then, are there any resources you would like to share that you have come across to help other people with the same condition?
The sources I don't know about much, because the only thing which I know is I used to need a drip. Like, I didn't hold a pen very properly. So I needed a drip to hold a pencil in hand when I was in school till almost, I guess, the 7th, 8th standard. I needed a pen and a pencil both. Like, even for the pen, I need a pen with a drip. Only then would I be able to, write about it or write anything with it. So, drips are very important if you cannot hold a pen or pencil properly, maybe, because that has worked in my case, so.
Mm-hmm. And then, Just closing off now, is there anything else you would like to share with my podcast listeners?
Well, it is something which people might feel is different, and it might be termed off as a drip problem. It is something which is there. Like, people need to know that it is fine to have that condition, and it is better that people don't see others who have this condition as different. Now, if you see, from 1998, I couldn't hold a pencil in hand, to now when I have two blogs of my own, a food blog and a finance blog. I'm a postgraduate now. I topped in my master's of commerce overall degree grade of it. And I feel it is something which has obviously been a blessing in disguise in every terms. Like, now that I look back, It is something different altogether for me.
Congratulations on all your achievements, like topping in the class and even starting the food blog. That's like a really big step, especially
Yeah.
having dysgraphia, so
I don't
that.
have a blog. I have a blog. So I write about it. I have my Instagram play page. Yes, I don't have a YouTube channel, but I have my Instagram page and my website on food blog website, on finance blog website as well.
All right, so just to end off now, I would like to thank you for joining me today, Rifa, and sharing your story.